The Best Way to Find Yourself by Dr. Eric Plasker. Quote, the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. Mahatma Gandhi. Find yourself, lose yourself, create yourself. If it sounds like the journey of a lifetime, it is. Getting to know ourselves and what's important to us as we deal with all that life has to offer takes time. It can't be figured out or achieved in a weekend, a single day, or even a decade. It's a process that will likely take you until your last breath of life. Your last breath of a long, healthy, happy, and productive life. Finding yourself is often viewed as a journey toward authenticity. Authenticity, as defined by the Center for Growth, is who you are at your deepest core. It is about consistently and completely expressing your true self through your thoughts, words, and actions. However, do we actually find ourselves, or do we create ourselves? Or is it a little bit of both? Certainly, the lessons we learn, the information and experiences we gather, and the choices we make all, at any given point in time, are the basis for our authentic selves. That holds true whether we are 10, 30, or 100. So then how, in this process of living, do we find ourselves? How do we live authentically as much of the time as possible? Well, there are many ways, depending on who you talk to. At least two of the key ways to find yourself are also key components of the 100-year lifestyle, and should be part of your living 100% for 100 years, or more. The first way is to get rid of your bad habits. If you are doing something or participating in something that isn't aligned with your values, then that isn't living authentically. If you believe in health but have yet to kick that soda habit, if you love yourself but get in relationships with people who treat you badly, those are habits that are keeping you from finding yourself. Don't let your habits define you. Allow your authentic self, your values, to determine your habits. Your confidence and energy will soar when you start making decisions that align with your values. The second way to find yourself that is also a cornerstone of your 100-year lifestyle is through volunteering. As Gandhi said, lose yourself in the service of others. Utilizing your talents and skills in a new setting will get you moving outside your comfort zone while keeping you active and contributing. It will allow you to help others while you reap the rewards of the joy of being of service. It will change your focus and make you a part of something bigger than yourself. Those who are happiest are those who do the most for others. Booker T. Washington. The 100-year lifestyle website is filled with the stories of people aged 100 or older who are still serving, still giving, and still living healthy, happy, productive lives. It appears you really can find yourself at any age. Looking to find a healthier lifestyle for yourself and your family? Start by finding a 100-year lifestyle provider near you.